Democracy belongs to those who show up, and the people in this room have a really good knack for showing up, so thank you. Now, I'd like to congratulate the other candidates. I'd like to congratulate Phil McColeman on a hard-fought campaign. Let's hear it for Phil. And I'd like to let Phil know that if I can serve this community in any way, shape, or form, that I'd be honored to do that. My friends, what a road we have traveled together. The winds of change are blowing throughout the entire country, and nothing is going to put that wind back into the bottle. In this election, it was so important to offer every Canadian a choice. And it looks like in Brant, they decided that there were more than two doors you could go in. We were one of those doors. A lot of Canadians and a lot of people in this community had a chance to vote for change, and vote that way they did. Change embodied by the movement we've been doing, both as a party and locally. This is so much more than just about a party. This is about our community and the members in it. We offered people that choice here in Brant, a choice to fix what's wrong with Ottawa, to get results for our communities, to put families first. I'm so proud of the choice we offered. I'm so proud of everyone who contributed to this campaign. We have a great campaign team, and I want to thank, first and foremost, our amazing volunteers. If you are a volunteer, give yourself a round of applause. These are the people that pounded in the signs. These are the ones that kept the phones busy. These are the ones that went door to door to door, and they're the ones who helped in the office and in the community in countless ways. This wasn't just an advertising campaign. This was a community development campaign. I'd like to give special mention to our young volunteers who created one of the most vibrant and exciting YNDPs in the entire country. And guess what? That's not stopping. We have so much that we've done in this community with those kids, and we're going to keep doing it. The Brantford Youth Leadership Conference, the dodgeball tournaments, the garbage cleanups. We're going to keep doing it because there are all these kids that they want to do something in this community, and they found a way to do it politically, but non-politically too. And I also want to thank the voters of Brant. I want to thank them for voting. The simple act of marking your ballot keeps our democracy alive. To those who voted for me, and I think a lot of them are in this room, I want to thank you for that honor and that trust. And for those who didn't, we're going to get you next time.
Hey, yeah.
And my friends, there will be a next time. This Friday, we'll be represented by a strong new Democrat MP in the future. And when that happens, it'll be in part due to all your hard work on this campaign, because we're building blocks and we're building bridges, and that's not stopping. We made connections, we built relationships, we raised funds. The foundations for a win were laid in this riding, this election. So thank you. The needs that brought us here together, they're still looming out there. Families in our community are struggling to make ends meet. They're struggling to find a family doctor. They're worried about their jobs and their pension. And we can count on an opposition, an official opposition NDP, and Jack Layton to use that mandate to get results for Canadians. Tonight, I'm going to tell him one thing. Our team in Brant is 100% behind him. I'm going to tell him that we're with him on this road of this historic event, this historic election, to build the kind of Canada we want and we need. A Canada where we help each other through tough times. A Canada where families come first, where no one is left behind. We're all in this together. Tommy Douglas said, "Dream no little dreams." So you better believe we'll keep dreaming, and we'll be back at it tomorrow.